the light of the world. No, nobody puts a light under a bushel, but he sits it on a table so everybody can see it. You are the salt of the earth. Salt is good for its purpose. It preserves, it makes thirsty, unless it loses its saltiness, and it's of no good to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. That verse scares me. That verse bothers me a lot. So what do? We pray, and we give as we see need. You say, but Pastor Jeff, I look around and it's so big a job. Guess what? And I'm going to tell you something, okay? Hold on to your hats, okay? You are not God. It's not your responsibility to fix the world. But what it is the responsibility is when you walk into a room, to pray for that room, to help those in that room. Do you understand what I'm saying? In front of you, what's in front of me? What do I see? What do I need to do? How can I pray for this person? How can I pray for this situation? How can I bring the shaking of the kingdom to this place by what I do? I didn't put this in my notes, but I have told this story 1,000 times, and when I say starfish, you all going to know what I'm saying. Walking along a beach, two guys are talking. Guy reaches down, picks up a starfish, and throws it in the sea. Reaches down, picks up another one, throws it in the sea. Guy that's walking with him says, there are millions of starfish up on the sea. You can't save all of them. He said, oh, no, I can't. But I saved that one. Can't fix the whole problem. And can I be very blunt and bold? In our 24-hour news cycle, we see the world and its problem and issues in a second. And we get so hopeless that we fail to see our neighbor has some needs that I can help. Church, stop. Oh, don't soundbite me here, please. Church, stop trying to save the world. Jesus came to do that. And he's employed us to save and to work in our circle of influence. So I'm telling you, to be free. You're not the savior of the world. And even in your circle of influence, not everybody's going to catch on. But do what you can do and pray that it's blessed. Amen. Amen. Now next week, I'm going to set this up. We're going to talk about Ananias and Sapphira, because what can happen is the flesh can enter into this stuff, and rather than helping others, we want to get some credit. And that can kill, pardon the pun, that can kill the whole thing. Let's pray. Father, we need to repent. Not of great sins, but just the way we think. Peter said, repent. Change the way you're thinking about things and turn back to God. Lord, we need to do that. Jesus came as the Prince of Peace. He came to stop the escalation of violence, of anger, he took it into himself and forgave. We need help to do that. But Lord, may we be the place of peace in the craziness of this world. God, if we have one purpose, help us love our neighbor as ourselves. And that flows out of our love for you and your love for us. So, Father, this is something that your Spirit has to lead and do. Can't have a program. But, Lord, as we each individually follow your Spirit, we can change this world. My prayer, Lord, is that you would give us boldness to speak the Word of God boldly, and that we would love our neighbor as ourselves. Shake this place, Lord. Shake our hearts. Shake our lives to be more like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.